Welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 43. I'm one of your hosts, Noobs. Joining me as always is co-host Salsi.
What's that?
And other co-host Weskimo.
Hello.
Special guest...
Bloodlark.
Bloodlark.
Way to go.
And other special guest...
Crazy D.
Crazy D. I just learned that now. Folks.
We prepare here at Shuffling Deadcast.
We've got a hell of a show ahead of us. We've got some really, truly amusing news stories. We've got an in-depth, what do you want to call it?
Strategy
session, maybe. Talking about Nerd Olympics 2011. Before any of that, Salsi has, I think, some listener feedback for us.
Yeah, so for the first time in about 10 episodes, maybe
20
episodes, we've got some actual listener feedback.
Some evidence that someone listened to us.
And this time it's kind of positive.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what the last relationship we had with our last feedbacker was. It was kind of sadomasochistic.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, "Hi guys, the new podcast format is great. Noobs, you are awesome. I'm just about to listen to episode 42. Keep up the good work. Adam from Australia."
From Australia, no less.
Holy shit.
Where's our bell? Do we have a bell?
No.
No.
Tenacious D. Give me this.
Tenacious?
I don't know what his name is.
Crazy.
Crazy Jack.
Okay. Crazy D.
We need a bell.
I know, yeah,
it's
really
okay.
Order a business for next time.
So, is that it, Salsi?
That's it.
Okay, I mean, I just gotta say, that's the best feedback ever. I mean, the fact that someone was listening.
And listened to up to 42.
Yes.
Does that mean he started from zero,
he's from Australia.
Think about that.
He probably got into a canoe so he could get cell reception. Just email you guys.
Do they have canoes in Australia?
And they have vehicles with snorkels.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good to hear. I hope that we didn't just insult you into no longer being a fan. What's his name?
Adam.
I'm good with names.
You need a little notepad.
Yeah. This job's a lot of work, guys. let's get into some news here, folks. Oh, Salsi, how can people send us more listener feedback?
Send us an email to hosts@shovelingdead.com.
Yes, that is spectacular. Please do that. And Adam, we'd love to hear more. If you have any questions for us.
Or any other things you want us to talk about, because we just like the sound of our own voices. We'll talk for hours.
Especially me.
And our last feedbacker, we had some really personal inquiries for him. Some of which he replied to.
Yeah, Neville was the man.
Neville. Yeah. Oh, good job.
Yeah. See, I'm good with names.
So
all I could picture was McLovin.
What?
What?
Why?
Because we're watching Superbad.
We were watching Superbad.
Okay.
On the other hand, I just imagine everyone who is on the internet looks like McLovin.
Hey, I take it.
Okay. First story. Sony has finally announced their new portable machine. It's called the NGP, Next Generation Portable. It's obviously a code name. Obviously, it's going to be PSP2, I'm sure. Has anybody heard anything about this thing? Looking around, a lot of blank faces.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I would like to talk about the 3DS.
Oh, good.
But no, I'm just saying, like, I haven't really owned one, and as any of my friends can tell you, I'm like the biggest supporter of the Nintendo Portable juggernaut since Game Boy Color. Pokemon Yellow Special Pikachu Edition. Yeah, I'm young, sorry. But I've never even seen a PSP in real life.
Really?
No, really. Yeah, I've heard about it. I've seen it in books. People talk about it. It's like a mythical creature, kind of like a unicorn.
I've seen a couple.
Wait, you've seen them in books?
Yes.
Or is that like the internet?
He has magazines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Same thing. Analog material.
Yeah, okay. All right. I've seen a few back in university.
I've seen a couple. Yeah, again, universities. A couple people had them, but that was about it. Yeah, they're definitely not as popular as the DS.
What about that PSP phone? What happened to that?
Well, that's going to be the Xperia Play. It's... Who's putting that? Sony Ericsson's putting it out. It's really just an Android phone with kind of PSP Go-style controls, and there's going to be some kind of Sony game store available. It's really totally unrelated. Or, I mean, it's not really a true competitor in the handheld space the way the 3DS and PSP2 are. So,
do we have anything specific we want to talk about the 3DS
why did you bring that up?
He's just saying second.
Oh, he's just excited about 3DS.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Doesn't care about NGP.
No, and I got to throw my vote in with him on that. I don't actually... Sony has dropped off my radar.
Wow. Yeah. That's profound, Eskimo.
I know.
As a 10-year...
Here we go.
15-year supporter of Sony.
Here we go.
What did they do to cause you to lose the faith?
I don't know. Just the simple fact that PS3 was so prohibitively fucking expensive for the first little while, and then by then I had the other consoles and didn't give a shit anymore, and there was very little that they did that was exclusive enough to draw me back in, and
They even lost Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I know. And I've never been interested in handhelds either way, like Nintendo or PlayStation or Sony, so I just...
See,
I just don't care about this.
You know what? DS is my favorite system of the last generation, and it's one of my favorite systems ever.
I have no experience to tell you you're wrong. And
well, why don't you get a Game Boy Color like our friend D-Dog over here? And
the ever-evolving names.
I mean, get yourself an education.
Man, you are bad at this job. Do you need a refresher?
What? I have a question. Crazy D. Crazy D, why did you skip over Game Boy Advance?
I don't have a legitimate answer for that.
Because, I mean, GBA SP, that's an amazing machine right there.
Yes.
But you missed it. Well, did you ever play any of those once you got the DS?
No, to be fair, at that time I worked in a retail space, and we had enough of them floating around that I basically felt like I owned one when I was at work for 8 hours a day. So I was like, yeah, I basically have one.
So
also, we can't all be collectors and pick up every Nintendo system.
But I'm just saying, Game Boy Color, like, meh. But Game Boy Advance, way better.
Yeah. I will say, for portable, Nintendo definitely has always had the better games. I think I got on the Advance, Game Boy Advance, just when I started playing myself. And I've really enjoyed having a DS. 3DS will probably be good. The fact that you're going to have to hold it probably just so that the 3D actually looks right is going to be tricky for a lot of people. That's going to be one of its downsides. But there's always been really good games on it. PSPs had decent games, but no one ever plays them. And only a few people have them, and the fact that they keep shifting back and forth whether or not they're going to have the UMD, when they have a spinning disc, it kills your battery life.
Well, one of the big stories with the NGP is they're dropping UMD, so they're basically going to little carts. They look almost exactly the same as DS carts.
Well, it'll probably just be an SD card, and they'll probably just be able to download games from the PlayStation Network like you can already do, I think, for the actual PSP now and your PS3.
You can play Magic on PSPs.
You can play what?
The Magic ROM. That's free.
You can also get a lot of PlayStation 1 games on the PlayStation Network as well, so you can get something like Silent Hill 1 for $5, and you can actually put it on your PSP.
Final Fantasy 7.
It's a good game.
So
are you gonna get to play?
I'm gonna play that shit, man. Don't worry. I just gotta be 3 and 5, and then 7 is next. And I bought 12 today. So, you know what, I just gotta...
Well, no, you're actually really trying to go through Final Fantasies when you play X2.
I'll do it. I will play X2. I will not play anything that involves an online connection.
we missed that, Ben Reagan.
We're all looking at Celsi meaningfully right now.
So, with this thing supposedly being as powerful as a PS3, and it's got a very fancy screen, people are saying...
Is it 3D?
No. People are saying this thing's going to be way more expensive even than the 3DS, which is already $250. People are saying probably $100 more than that. Is it worth it? Is a handheld ever worth that much?
No.
I would never pay that much for it.
What about an iPhone? Well, Westmo hates iPhones.
Yeah, but you can call someone on your iPhone.
That's true. Well, actually, there will be two versions of the PSP2. One with 3G and one without it. Now, I don't know what the 3G thing
is.
It's
probably just like a Kindle. You can use the internet anywhere.
Yeah, but I think you'd have to have a data plan. I don't think it would be free.
Not on Amazon.
No, I know, that's true. But if you're going to be connecting all the time for online gaming, you know.
Depends how big Sony is.
That's true. We don't know all the details yet, so we're waiting. So, let's move on, because I'm bored.
That's so unusual. Did you say the other way around?
I've seen a few of the people around this table beat on their plastic instruments from time to time.
Is that a euphemism? I don't.
I think you're speaking about the musical video game.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
the rock bands, the Guitar Heroes.
That's
what kind of plastic
exactly
instruments
right
do you have?
To be fair, actually, the only one I own is Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii.
That's
how awesome
I am. That wasn't where
I was. Can I buy that off you?
Maybe.
We'll talk. Really? Okay. So.
For PS2?
Wii.
A Wii? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
got hardcore. So.
As
hardcore as playing plastic instruments.
As we know, Harmonix was sold by MTV Games. Somebody else picked them up now. They're going to keep doing Rock Band, but I mean, that's a very good indication that their games have plummeted in terms of sales. And now we get word that Activision is done with Guitar Hero. They've closed the studios that were making the games. They said they're done with the brand.
Isn't Rock Band also going a little bit more hardcore with the instruments? Like, now they have real guitars and keyboards?
They are.
It might be branching off into this, like, super niche instead of something everybody can do.
Yeah.
It's a hobby. Like,
I'm not surprised about Guitar Hero being shut down, though, because, I mean, really, they've just been getting worse. I mean, the other games have their
money off of, like, music sales, though?
Probably.
Like,
but,
DLC.
Mean, yeah, but it's all the same, like, stuff you can get on Rock Band when you actually have other instruments to play.
Well,
just
Rock Band went to full instruments as well.
You mean Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
You can do
that's
full
true
instruments there.
But I don't know. It looks like Activision is just reaching too much on that stuff. Like, I mean, what is it, the Aerosmith guitar?
Yeah.
Who wants to play an entire freaking album of Aerosmith?
Exactly.
Someone who really,
really
likes Aerosmith. And they have the Beatles.
Even,
too.
I like Rock Band.
I like Green Day. But yeah. I wouldn't want to play an entire
But don't you
band
also get, like, their instruments that they actually play? So if you're, like, a bit of a fan, you're like, look, I have what's his first guitar.
I was just too disgusted to look into it.
Yeah, being friends with a lot of people who work in various video game places, they, starting even a year ago, they would always be having such a hard time trying to find storage for other unsold complete band packs of anything. It's just, most people who are interested own all the instruments already. So
yeah,
it's just DLC sales. It's most people are, not too many new people are getting into it anymore.
Yeah,
I think a big part of the problem here is, I mean, Bloodlark is exactly right. It's like, you buy the setup, you're set, you're done. And the thing with Guitar Hero in particular was they were trying to sell you a new game like every 6 months, right? I mean, they came out with more than one version every year.
Was it Rock Band doing it too?
Rock Band was more one a year. They kept it down, and they really put effort into making it like a platform. Like, you buy the instruments and then they sell you new games every year, which makes more sense to me. Rock Band was just like, please God, buy all of the plastic shit
every
from us
single
that you can
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
so,
there's only so many drum sets you want to trip over in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just another example of Activision just exploiting their properties and just, you know, screwjobbing the good people.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. Screwjobbing. I'm going to use that.
So, once again, I mean,
why don't you go screw job off?
I once again, Bobby Kotick's business model makes no fucking sense. Weskimo, you're a man of business.
It's true.
All right, okay.
You're a professional. You hold a degree.
Yeah.
Is it intelligent to put out so many
horribly
fucking products,
flood the fucking market,
yes, exactly,
with peripherals that no one needs, wants, or has any...
And confuse the market with a million titles?
No, it's fucking retarded.
Or do you put a lot of effort into one a year and push that as an event?
You could branch out a little bit, but, I mean, to the degree that they've done everything, it's fucking retarded. Like, let's put out a new one of these every year and see if we can keep up some ridiculous non-existent buzz.
Right.
Ugh. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Activision
but,
is annoying.
I mean, they should just put out one of these every 2 or 3 years. Once a generation. Go ahead. I'd buy that. But there you go,
you
bad
haven't
business.
Bought it yet.
I'm working on it. right now, he and I are working on a business deal.
Okay.
We should get the business guy in on this. It's all legit. So, put it in escrow.
One last news story. And this is spectacular.
Holy shit.
Weskimo, you're an expert. You read this
expert
thing.
He's the expert tonight.
Yeah, as in you actually read the
thing. Oh, as in I read the article, yeah.
What can you tell us?
Well, we're talking about the shameful human of the week. this week here, and it's Fox News, and it's the entire fucking network, and it's just for printing this garbage. Well, what the hell? Yeah, Bulletstorm is coming out at the end of the month, and that's a new video game that is supposed to be one of the most violent games ever.
Right.
Like, you've got body parts exploding, blood, guts flying.
Well,
everywhere.
It's over the top.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of part of a joke.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's how violent can we get?
Right.
People arguing on Fox that this kind of video games are going to be played by children 9 and under and can be severely damaging to their minds.
and that
it pretty much goes downhill from there, and it's a slippery slope of horseshit where they have, what, a psychiatrist actually accuses the video game industry of increasing the number of rapes?
That's very Eskimo.
Now, I don't know about
Gotta
you guys.
Japan.
I don't know about you guys.
No, that Leisure Suit Larry just affected a whole generation.
Hey, those were good fucking games. Anyway,
watch out for this guy.
but
he's ever wearing velour, run.
I don't know how many...
He is the expert.
Right, that's right. How many video game rapes have you guys seen in your video gaming days? I can't think of one.
I can think of games that contain
there was the sex scene from Indigo Prophecy, which struck me as very weird because it seemed consensual, but it really wasn't.
Okay, some
it's a fantastic game. If you haven't played it, play it.
I don't know, my character got molested in Mass Effect 1. I was only being nice to the blue space hooker, and then she took you into the bubble bed, and I didn't say sure. there was no I didn't swing this way button.
See, and games are promoting prostitution as well.
I guess.
GTA taught me that you can have sex with a hooker and then beat her for the money.
You're not the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
ShamWow guy got beat up, didn't he? So.
Yeah. Did you see his mugshot?
I think the story with him was...
pieces.
She bit him, so he beat her up.
Oh, okay.
And that's what got him in trouble. Anyways, I don't know if video games are related with that story or not. They could be. If you believe Fox News.
It's got to do with ShamWow towels.
Yeah, that could be... It's a...
That shit is absorbent.
Know?
I always love when Fox News overreacts on any video game. I love that... the best game ever for me, Bully. It's not actually that bad of a game. It's not that violent. You can't display that game. It has to be behind a counter. It has to be
That's
under wraps. You can't
this,
have it
like,
showing.
Don't bully people, so having a game called Bully like blows everybody's mind.
Yeah, it's not really bloody. It's not that bad.
All right.
But aren't video games like rated M anyway?
Oh yeah,
right,
so
exactly.
What's the big deal?
I've personally seen people in stores IDing
it's
kids.
Like people watching movies.
I've done it, and I've been yelled at by parents for forcing them to come in so their little darling dear who wants to play GTA 4 and he's 10 can play it.
It's
people
watching movies and seeing people drink. They do it all the time.
Right, exactly.
Well, what gets me is I just pulled up the actual article here, and the Fox News article is titled, "Is Bulletstorm the Worst Video Game in the World?"
Now that's journalism,
folks. That's frankly imaginative, but anyway. But, like, this article is, like, 2 screens long.
Yeah.
But they only actually talk about the game for the first 2 paragraphs. Like, it's, like, 8 lines of text about the game. But then a rant against the video game industry.
Right, just general.
Yeah, and what do they do here? There's an excess of profanity, of course, including frequent use of F words. Players are rewarded for shooting enemies in the private parts, such as the buttocks.
I would rather get shot in the butt than the head.
Yeah.
What are they going to do when Duke Nukem Forever comes out?
A Bulletstorm is particularly gruesome with body parts that explode all over the screen. But that's not the worst part.
I bet the worst part is that they have red blood. Like, oh my god, red blood.
Should be green
or purple.
Mm-hmm.
Or gray.
Wow. What they're really objecting to here is the second paragraph. They're talking about the in-game reward system. And they're calling them skill shots. I don't know if that's... Is this game supposed to be on Xbox or what?
I'm pretty sure it's
Well, then it's going to be like achievement
points.
Achievements, it'll probably Windows Live, Steam.
But they're tying the names of some of these achievements to explicit sexual acts and ugly graphic violence. Topless achievement means cutting a player in half. Well, a gangbang means killing multiple enemies.
Did any of these people apparently never played, I think it's Gears of War 2? All the achievements are rather sexual innuendos as well.
Right.
This has been there, done before, it's nothing new. And I haven't heard anything about Bulletstorm where it got shot down and was made AO for a while and then had to get dumbed down to M, like Manhunt 2.
Yeah.
It was AO for
well.
A long time,
yeah.
But I haven't heard anything for Bulletstorm. Adults only. Walmart won't carry it. EB Games won't carry it. No place will. It's basically the death touch for a game, unless it is PC only and they can sell
Zoltrix
it online.
Will bring it in for us.
I think the thing there is, in fact, the console makers themselves won't even license the game to be made if it's AO.
Yeah, like that's why you basically only get them for PC games, and it's only sold online, typically.
Yeah. Or in Japan, again on PC.
Yeah.
All right, I would like to mention one more thing, though. Carol Lieberman is the psychiatrist and book author who they quoted here, and I might say, fuck you, Carol Lieberman. Because she straight up says, the increase in rapes can be attributed in large part to the playing out of sexual scenes in video games. This is an educated fucking person saying this.
Supposedly.
But weren't you guys talking before that there's no increase in crime at all?
Yeah, there isn't. There's decreasing crime rates.
Right.
At least
violent crime in the United States is going down.
Yeah.
So it's make-believe entirely. I mean, we all know this is just a typical
Fox-style
scare tactic.
Oh, my God!
You know, they're playing to their base, once again, making bullshit up. And again, everything we've talked about that are quote-unquote problems with games are put behind the M maturity rating, just like these kinds of things in movies.
Yeah, you get ID'd if you go to a rated R movie.
Right, exactly. And as we've said, the rating system is used and upheld very similar fashion to the movie industry. So this is 100%, what do you call this?
Self-regulating?
No, are you talking about
the
issue?
Thing, the
issue.
Thing when this happens.
Preposterous.
Well, there you go. So have we talked that one out?
In conclusion, fuck you, Fox News.
Mm. Yeah, there we go. And the psychiatrist involved. So, I think that it concludes the news portion of our show.
That would be awesome.
Go ahead.
If they're like, they talk to this psychiatrist, and she's like, I don't know much about video games. So then they just give her, like, the worst hardcore games ever.
Dead Space 2.
Yeah,
they just show her Dead Space 2 for a trailer.
And then she's like, oh, you guys are right.
Was it not Fox News that also did the same bullshit for Mass Effect, saying that there was, like, hardcore pornography scenes in it?
As well as Dragon Age, because there was very much you can... homosexual relationships and the love scenes with man on man, girl on girl.
Someone might want to look this up, but that name Lieberman, I swear that's the same person they had when they did the Mass Effect.
Probably.
That's someone look that up. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. But it's almost like I've heard that name.
Well, the old Lieberman, the Senator Lieberman, the dude, he famously led the charge against gaming back in the 90s. He brought in Sega, I think, in particular, to come talk to whatever senators, whatever council he was on, specifically coming out against things like Mortal Kombat. Politicians have been milking this for a long time. You find an enemy, and then you convince the public to fear the enemy, and then they vote for you to combat the fake enemy.
Because, parents have no control over what their kids play or watch.
None whatsoever.
Who played Bayonetta here?
I did. I beat it.
I played the demo. It seemed fun.
It's fun. It's Devil May Cry with a leggy chick.
And glasses.
In glasses, yes. And hair.
A lot of hair.
I
would assume busty, too.
Very busty. Oh. Well, and the thing is, when you do the super moves, her hair is actually her clothing, so her clothing kind of comes off and becomes a monster and attacks the guy. It's pretty fun, actually. Just, once again, another Japanese game that overuses Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, yes. Fly Me. Why is it always Fly Me to the Moon?
I don't know. It's like, moon aliens. Woo! I think it started with Evangelion. I don't know if it started from before then.
Nerd Olympics 2011.
Holy shit.
It's
holy shit balls.
It's 1 week away.
Oh my god.
I haven't done the medals yet.
Lazy ass.
I haven't finished the quiz. Whatever.
Yeah. So,
we all know that's the night before.
Yeah. Mostly, yeah.
So, I mean, should we go around and talk about what events people are most excited about? Kind of what you think your odds are? Bloodlark, what do you think?
Oh, I have no clue how well I'm going to do. This will be my fourth year, and I've only medaled 2 years. So,
anything?
Medaled in two things in the first year, and medaled in two things in the third year. I didn't get any medals my second year, so I'm like,
Xbox.
So I hope to maintain my getting at least two medals this year.
Yeah.
If I can improve upon that, I'll be very pleased. Not quite sure. I've been playing a lot of Borderlands lately, so I'm hoping I'll have half a chance at the PC shooter this time around, which will probably be Left 4 Dead.
It's definitely Left 4 Dead now, too.
So
yeah.
I'll see how I can do that one. Getting better at headshots, so I'll have a better chance. I know I have not a chance in hell at StarCraft. No.
What about Magic?
Nah. Only year I've gotten a medal in Magic was when we had two-headed giant, and that was.
Oh yeah.
Was that
us? Were we a team?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
And I got silver.
All I know is I had Angry Beaver carry me to a victory.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
So, would you say then Left 4 Dead is the most anticipated event for you?
That and the Magic Sealed.
Oh yeah,
that's just fun.
Yeah, that's just fun, and because it's sealed, the six packs, whatever. It's going to be horrific decks playing against each other. It'll be fantastic.
Just level the playing field. It's uh-huh. Nice.
Reminds me, we would give Weskimo some money, I suppose.
Yeah.
Buy us some Magic cards.
Yeah.
So, I guess I could go. I'm really excited about the arcade games this year. Every year we start out with a fighter, of course, and we're doing SNK versus Capcom this year.
Yeah,
that should
be
good.
It's a fun game. It's crazy. People really don't know how to play these games.
Nope.
So they just button mash. It's spectacular. There's screaming.
There's a lot of yelling, and people are just starting to get drunk,
right.
So it's...
Well, it's the first event.
It was like the first event, so.
I mean, nobody's passed out yet.
Exactly. Nobody's getting medals on the podium while they're laying on it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's full attendance. People like... It's a good spectator event.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited about Rega Strato Fighter, which is our arcade... Well, why are you shaking your head, Blood?
I was very disappointed that one won out. Either one of the other two that were tied, I would have been happy. Either one of the other two. I just hate horizontal shmups. I like vertical shmups. It's a personal thing.
The INSC had to come down with a decision.
Whatever you guys were best at?
No.
No, that was that factor at all. No, that was the first year. Actually, I failed horribly at Rega.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like our choice there, but that's the one we went with because we flipped a coin between those two because we didn't want to repeat last year.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, they all tied in the voting, so, and like, we were pretty indifferent after playing them.
Right. Rega is hard as balls. I mean, if you
those
thought
are gonna
the
be
one,
quick.
If you thought the one last year was hard, it's got nothing on this thing.
Yeah.
Because with, what did we play last year? R-Type.
Yeah.
The thing with that is you could get hit. You have a couple lives.
Mm-hmm.
You get hit, you lose your upgraded weapons. But you can recover. It's conceivable.
Yeah.
With this, all your items stack, and they stack, like, there's a lot of levels to stack up to.
And it's like speed upgrades are the most important thing.
So you actually gain maneuverability the longer you play. So if you get hit and you lose all your shit, you are utterly helpless.
Yeah.
It
you're
doesn't
just in a shitstorm.
It doesn't even matter if there are upgrades right there for you to pick up. They're not going to be enough. You're not going to survive. So, I mean, you can't get touched. I'm really excited about this event. People are going to be dropping. There's going to be tears.
Just tears.
Now, do we know if Demuser's been practicing?
Probably not. He's a lazy prick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, but then again, he always says he's not going to practice, but then he does.
Yeah.
At least the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
He's get used to, like, the controls or
whatever. Plus, the arcade machine is in his basement,
right.
So it's really not too difficult to get his shit down there and practice.
So I'm really excited about those. Long hiatus Smash Brothers is coming back.
I'm excited for that.
I'm really pumped. To be honest with you guys, it was Mario Kart versus that, and Mario Kart is a favorite of mine, of course.
Fuck Mario Kart.
And I've actually voted Smash Brothers because I was like, you know what? I want to see Smash Brothers back.
Hells yeah.
People have been clamoring for it. I've been practicing, and I'm excited. So, those are probably my big three. And the Magic events. Legacy is going to be insane.
Fair enough. So, I'll see. What do you think?
Oh, are we skipping? Oh, I thought we were going in order.
Are we going in order around the table here?
Yeah.
All right, cool. The big three for me? Is that what we're going with?
Sure,
one. All right. Well, I think I'm going to do well in Rock Band. I think I am. Unless I get teamed with, like,
me.
You.
Thanks.
And, yeah. I think that's going
to
go well.
Whoever's as bad as me, but to be honest with you, I think I might be the worst player in our entire group.
It's pretty close. Yeah. It's pretty close. I'm not even sure who I could put up against you as for worst player.
But, yeah.
Like, even, not even Demuser, and he's bad at
Rock. He's okay with guitar, at least.
I guess.
I mean, he can do it.
Yeah. But anyway, Rock Band's just always a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the sealed draft because that's just, again, really, really fun. I tend not to do so well in the Magic events, but I'm okay with them because they're fun. And then I'm looking forward to StarCraft. I just am. I think I'm going to do pretty well. But again, once
describe for the folks at home how we're running StarCraft.
Well, we are running it more as a two v two team game, and we're setting up the teams based on randomizing two pools. One pool being the noobs, and one being the pros is what we're going to call them, I guess.
Yep.
Or the pros or the knots, I don't know, whatever.
Noobs.
The noobs, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to have one pro player playing with one noob player. And by pro, we simply mean anybody that's really got an account and has played it.
Right. Somebody who knows how to...
Exactly. Somebody that can muddle their way through it decently enough.
Right.
And so that we're hoping that'll level the playing field, because otherwise that there's just too much bullshit that can go on. Because there's about five or six of us that play a lot.
Right, it opens it up to
like,
more people.
Like the Duggler. The Duggler plays so much.
But does he play well?
He's actually pretty good.
Oh, okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Have you played it before?
Very little.
Yeah, we pretty much, if we start pulling out PCs, Noobs goes home for the night.
Yeah, fucking PCs.
I don't know, I guess those would be my big three there.
Okay.
Salsi?
I'm just... not too excited about anything. I do like the
you're never
the
excited about anything when we're talking on the podcast.
I know I'll do terribly, but it's always fun to do.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to train on it first?
No.
No. Just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And the Magic, of course.
Both events.
Yeah. I'm really bad at drafts, though, but...
I was going to say, you got to be excited for the Legacy tournament. Didn't you medal last year?
Yeah, but my deck's not that much different, so...
You had silver last year.
Doesn't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're going to bring it. Anything else? Okay.
Crazy.
No, Dragon Ball D.
Okay.
Thanks, Nobs. Well, I got to be honest.
Saving that one up.
I have no idea what you screw jobs are talking about. I've never even heard of the Nerd Olympics.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll add it to Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
But let me just say, if I do get into committee on this,
you
will not be, and I'm motioning to Noob, you will not be the worst Rock Band player.
Wow.
or the worst Magic player.
Hey!
Or the worst StarCraft player.
He doesn't even have a Magic card
for
his name.
Oh, okay.
Not a one.
I think this will be the last year for Legacy, though. Because I know from a couple, I've hung out with a couple different groups that are all coming, and some of the people play hardcore Magic, and they might be bringing some retarded decks, so I think this might be the last year.
And then when we put it up against something else in a poll next year, it's just going to be voted down, you think?
Probably. And presumably this year, I'm thinking, like, I had to vote for Legacy because I didn't have enough new cards. I haven't been playing as much recently, but as long as I maintain and playing somewhat regularly,
right,
I should be able to do either one of the other two categories,
right,
by next
standard
year.
Or extended.
Yeah.
I just don't like the extended or standard blocks just because, well, I'd have to tear my decks apart to get the cards that I want to put in, and I'm just fucking lazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, even like for extended, it only goes back, what was it, 4 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of cards from the Kamigawa block that are good, so when I made a new deck, had a couple cards there, I'm like, I can't even use that.
Tulsi, are you mocking our talk? Good points. Bloodlark.
What else do we got going on at Nerd Olympics, though?
We should talk about all the crazy stuff we have on the side.
Well, we got some Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
How are you not...
Oh,
how was that not in your top three?
You know,
I saw in practice one night, and he's totally sucked.
Don't worry.
The friggin' Wii
I got this. Play. I got this.
You got this?
Don't worry, folks.
I'm going to hope for some BS on Worms.
Oh,
I just hope I don't have to use the goddamn ninja rope. I hate that rope. Can never
you
use
got,
it.
I will take anyone on in Worms.
Okay.
I will lay that out here right now. All right.
Crazy
for a PC
now
game,
attended.
That's when I think everyone will be like, okay, this is ridiculous and we'll have fun. And
I've never played a Worms game.
Oh.
So.
See, now I don't feel so bad for not having a Magic card.
See, I just have to not do it one time when... Muser and I were playing together, I kept getting the jump and fire button confused, so that turned out badly.
It does turn out pretty badly when you're hanging on the ninja rope and all of a sudden fire off a bazooka in your face. And yeah,
that or you're going to jump and instead you fire a bazooka into a wall and you go flying backwards into the water and you're dead.
Yeah. Worms is good.
Yes.
I thought Worms was that one where you like...
The calculator game?
No.
I think that's called Anaconda.
Damn it.
Oh, that takes me back.
The old TI-83 days.
You know what I hate it was they just switched over to the TI-83 Plus, which I believe is still the standard calculator in schools.
Yes.
I just had like one generation back. I didn't have enough RAM to play any decent games on it. I was stuck with Anaconda.
What?
You never had a TI-83 for math in high school?
Yeah. What? Are you talking about recently you were playing?
No.
No, back in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the best TI-83 game you ever played, Weskimo? Soft topic.
Probably Anaconda, actually.
Yeah, I love that game.
That was fun as hell.
Our friend Brentor, he tended to kind of reprogram that game. Some of his code was in the version I played.
Jesus. Oh, Brentor is a nerd.
Well, we're sitting beside someone who knows someone who tried to program, was it Doom for his TI-83?
What the hell are you talking about?
Certain person named John... I think he tried to program Doom for his TI-83.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe you ran out of memory or something, but he made it a valiant attempt.
Maybe it's just because I was in high school a couple years later than you guys, and technology progressed, but I remember having a reasonably functional copy of Doom on my TI-83. It wasn't like a legit spin-off of the franchise, it was like one level, and you could kind of see what you were doing.
Under the desk in math class.
Yeah. It was a technically impressive feat.
I wonder what happened. Maybe he open sourced it? Somebody made it work? Who knows?
Jesus.
Wow. Should do an interview.
Yeah. Alright, so let's get back to what you were talking
Tetris.
About. Like, well, what else do we have going on in the background at our Olympics?
Well, we're not doing a proper marathon this year. Before we did a game, people were trying to marathon it. This is too hard. People don't play enough. They don't pay attention. But we're going to throw like the Mario All-Stars in there for people to play, whatever else we've got around.
Yeah, the Wii will be in the background. Yeah. People can try out and even practice a little bit or something
like that.
But we got all that
for all the
in
casual
the
gamers?
Yeah.
Hey, we're playing Tetris. That's the most casual you can get. That's like one step above solitaire. No Mario Kart.
Yeah, too bad.
Halo we're doing, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost Time Splitters. Almost Time Splitters.
I was so looking forward to
next year.
Time
next year, we'll just collude and make a Time Splitters.
I say we just take Halo out of the voting. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there was a new game, there was new stuff. Supposedly.
Always going to be a new Halo.
Yeah, but this one actually supposedly had new abilities and stuff. It's
all
the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Have we covered all the events?
There's the Nerd Trivia event.
Oh, spectacular. Weskimo, you run that thing.
Yeah, it's good times. I come up with a bunch of really obscure, bullshit, nerdy questions.
That only John can answer, and he's not there.
Yep, that only people who aren't there can answer. And, I basically get sworn at for about half an hour while you guys drunkenly yell at me over how hard...
No spelling, you asshole!
Yeah,
no spelling!
Asshole. All right. I am trying to make this a little bit more...
That's another
event.
I really enjoy that event as well.
You should just give half marks for spelling so the really hardcore people get rewarded, but the like half nerds, they kind of
half nerds.
Some encouragement.
Fair enough.
But for every question or just some?
Some of them.
The ones that spelling actually counts for.
Yeah.
There was only one last year that counted. I'm like,
But yeah, and then we have the movies.
Oh.
The nerdy movies.
What do you want to watch this year?
I forgot about that.
Has it come down to a couple yet?
No,
we
usually put them in a big pile, and then some of us drunkenly pick like four, and then it's a show of hands for who's there. Right?
You know what we're watching this year?
What are we watching?
Scott
this
Pilgrim.
Hell's yes.
Hell yeah.
I was just going to say that. Cause
did
that,
you ever watch that?
Personally.
I did. I finally got around to watching it.
I want to see Trevor get angry and throw... Yes, D-Muser, and throw up on himself.
Yeah. He hates that movie.
It's
not that bad of a movie.
They made a movie about our lives, and he hated it.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
That guy is just... there's no talking to him.
No.
Because he'll
this
random...
is why he needs to be on the podcast. To defend himself.
Yeah, well, whatever. Man,
whatever.
It's safer this way. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, or whatever the hell came out.
Shit.
the one two Call of Duties ago.
God, is it that long ago?
Yeah, anyway. D-Muser came to me and told me that was the biggest piece of shit single player he'd ever played in his life.
Right.
Then he played Black Ops and says that it's the best single player he's ever played.
It's the same gameplay.
To my knowledge, it's exactly the fucking same. But, and such a
maybe
huge...
the graphics are better, because he's a graphics dude.
No, they're like this.
They're, it's
maybe
probably
it's
the same.
Okay.
But it's like the variation between worst, or like worst shooter ever and best shooter ever, when they're the same game. Like, there's no reasoning with him. He can't even get past, like, you can't even get him to explain. He's just like, oh, it's just so derivative of everything else, that's why I hate it.
They're all the same!
Black Ops is the same.
Each time they make a new one, it's more derivative than the last.
Yeah.
Okay, this has no meaning for anyone other than you and I.
All right, we do need to get Demuser on the podcast someday and just berate him.
Yeah. An all Demuser show. That would be spectacular.
All right. Anyway, so have we enticed Crazy D to come to Nerd Olympics with this talk?
I don't know if I hadn't heard of it before.
No. Yes.
It's on a weekend, so we have to take some time off.
Oh, well, that makes it complicated.
And then we got the Monday off, which is spectacular because you need that day to recover.
Oh, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Also because...
Crazy D...
Yeah.
You're such a screw job, Corey.
I just don't know if I should aim to try and get best drunk and showing again.
What's that?
Pretty much all of us are.
Oh, you're a good hangover worker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's a lab guy, so I mean, he just prints pictures. So.
So you can just like kind of lay your head on the counter when you're having a little bit of a tough day.
Yeah. That's a good job. Yeah. Oh yeah. I was non-functional hungover once at a video store job. And luckily, I've been promoted to manager at that point. So the new guy comes out, I'm like, take tilt. And I think I was laying on a desk, and then I dumped out a bucket of VHS movies. I was like, I'm going to reprice these. And I just sat there, like, with them, sitting like a kid who spreads his legs and puts all his Lego in between them, which I did many times. Yeah. I just looked at the VHS and just, like, stickered them.
I thought you were going to use the bucket to puke or something.
As slow as possible. Well, it was a wire basket, so not a good idea.
That ends up being messy.
Just strain out the worst part, the best parts.
But anyway, yeah.
VHS, God, that's a while ago.
Well, you know, I'm old. KFD probably has never even heard of VHS.
Crazy, do you have a VHS player?
I do have a VHS player.
One?
Actually, to be fair, for a while in my household, I had a Betamax player.
Really?
Whoa. Yes.
Whoa.
It was amazing.
Was it actually good technology?
No,
like
it was not at all.
Well, you could pause it.
Do you
and
still
there's
have
no
it?
Fuzz when you pause it, right?
No, I don't know where it went. No, but yeah, that's true. There was no sort of like visible interlacing if you stopped the film.
Well, technical.
Don't talk to him about videos.
All right. Bloodlark mentioned worst drunken showing. We should talk about the special prizes we give out at the end.
Oh yeah, every year at the end, during our closing ceremonies, the INOC gets together and, of course, drunkenly comes up with a list of fictitious awards that we give out.
Right.
And last year we accompanied each award with a door prize that we have left over. So, you know, if we've got something, we might. But we come up with some that we do every year, like worst drunken showing, best drunken showing. Bloodlark's been the recipient a couple of times.
We've actually combined those two into best/worst now.
Yeah,
because it's really the same thing.
It truly is, because like, it's just the person that puts on the best show, and it's also the person that typically
humiliates him or herself.
I didn't humiliate me.
Well, that's true. That's an exception.
I punched like a limey in the back of the head. I was fine.
I mean, I guess I'm thinking more of DBs are.
During the Mummy 3.
That was Fifth Element, no?
No,
no, that was Screaming. That was Screaming in Weskimo's face.
What?
Spiking the mic. Yeah, way to go. But D-User's got it. Oh, Dougler got it for the year that he passed out on his magic cards in the gold medal game.
We had to roll him onto the podium.
And still won.
We just draped the metal over the top.
I would like to refine my answer. I'm definitely
coming. Okay, how did he win if he was passed out?
The guy was telling him what to play in the final match. Like, he was totally out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And he won by someone else playing.
Okay.
He's telling him,
no, you can't do that. Do it this way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now do it this way.
Do we have an INOC?
Huh?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the guy he's playing against.
Yeah,
Calvin
his opponent.
Oh, okay. I
his
thought you
opponent
meant
was helping him out.
Yeah.
I think he
well,
felt sorry
he
for
he deserved to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so what are some of the other awards?
Well,
with the hottest attendee
right, that's
every
all,
year.
An ironic
who got that?
Award.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
of course. Yeah.
Which Dougler won last year.
No, Trevor won it.
User.
He got Flash.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Dougler won something for just having horrible body stench.
Worst nerd sweat is a typical.
Right,
yeah,
that's
a gooder.
Now,
yeah.
Now you might think we're embarrassing people in public, but this stuff's already available on the internet in our videos.
Yeah.
Which we published, so it's out there.
Dear Lord, we published it.
It was like hottest attendees one.
Yeah.
And you can see Trevor's Demuser's nipples.
Yeah, you can see Demuser's nipples on the internet.
I think
and
that was
we know he's got a lot of fans.
I think that was a condition of us giving him hottest attendees, is he had to flash.
I think it was just his nipples.
Yeah, we were clear on that. Don't worry.
So, in conclusion, it's a good time.
Oh, holy shit. I am immeasurably excited.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm already plotting what exactly am I bringing for liquor.
Because yeah.
That is a very important consideration every time. What are you going to bring to drink all weekend?
I've already put in our...
And for most people, it starts Friday night.
Oh.
The night before.
Set up. It's going to start Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But I've already put an order in at our one of our sponsors is a liquor store this year. A local liquor store is sponsoring us, so we've got a bit of a discount deal going with them. So I've put my order in for the weekend, and well, we've also got Gamers Alley here in Sherwood Park sponsoring us. So you know,
it's truly very serious business. I mean, we're professionals.
We don't fuck around.
So okay, let's close it out. Everybody, just shout out what overall rank you think you're going to have on the final podium.
Let's not fucking do that.
Why not?
Yeah, you're gonna jinx yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, let's hear you say it.
No.
Say it.
I don't
want to
say it because
Snoop's gonna score a first place knockout.
I don't know, Eskimo. I mean,
is he gonna take a weak third?
Either one of those could
most
happen.
Inconsequential medals. That was awesome.
Get
all the bronzes and end up with bronze overall. It was fantastic.
We're referring to the year, of course, where Noobs managed to secure almost every bronze medal.
We already talked about this in the podcast.
Did we?
Yes.
I think
Jesus
we talked about
Christ.
It before the podcast.
Yeah,
was
that
it?
Was before the podcast. We
I thought it was
about.
Right at the beginning.
Life is a podcast.
We should just record our lives and put it on the internet.
You're already doing that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But Noobs won, you know, like 10 bronze medals and ended up with third place overall because of it. So, you know, we gave him the most inconsequential medals.
I mean, that shows the breadth of my skill, of my talent. So,
yeah.
Not very good at everything?
Jack of all trades, master of
red mind. Mage.
And with that...
Where's that bell?
And with that, folks...
Oh.
This has been the Shuffling Dead podcast.
Wait, you didn't do the whole blurb.
Wait, I'm going to do it. Episode 43, I'd like to thank all of our special guests. Of course, Weskimo Salsi for being my co-hosts. Bloodlark for stopping by. Good chat, I felt. And especially Crazy D.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Nuggets.
Brought in just an incredible showing, source of great humor. Thank you all. Now, Salsi, how can they send in their questions and comments?
Hosts at shufflingdead.com.
That's right. HOSTS, in case you don't know how to spell. Find the letters on your keyboard, you'll figure it out. Other than that, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/shufflingdead. Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/marnax, MARNAX. I think that's it.
I think we're done.
Bye, everybody.